fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
P Noir.
Aloha.
Hi, we missed you last week.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Welcome back.
I missed you too.
Yeah, shut up.
I feel like I haven't seen you for ages.
Cool. Let's talk perms.
Yeah, well, they're making a comeback.
Are they?
Well, the Guardian says so.
Oh, so when you heard that as our fashion go-to, what did you think? Did you think yippee, or did you think oh?
I thought yippee actually. I rocked a few perms.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, when I think perm, I think tight curls.
I had one of those when I was 12. Not.
Is there more than one perm?
You can get all different types, yeah. Oh. So like,
are they still called? Is it just called something new now? Because I used to get my hair frosted, but now that's called. You get it highlighted. You know.
Yeah. No, I think it's still permanent waves, but you can get all sorts of things. Like you can get a spiral perm or a body wave or a root perm.
Root, there it is.
Yep. So like a root perm is where they just curl your roots so that you have more body and you know. The root of your hair, so it stands up quite a bit.
How do you get more? I'm not going to ask that question. But how do you get more body in the root of your hair? How do you do that?
Well, you're putting
you thicken up the root of your hair.
You're putting a curl in the like right close to the root so that it stands up.
Okay.
Yeah.
The hair over that curl will just like puff over it. You know, just puff is probably just not
over it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
So it just. Poof.
Okay, and popular, very popular when 70s, 80s?
70s, 80s.
80s, early 90s? No,
well,
80s.
David Bowie, Space Oddity, 1969. You had a bit of poodle pooing.
There was a time when soccer players, yeah, that sort of thing, like, you know, like sort of a continental.
I actually looked up iconic 1970 footballers.
Yeah.
To check out their dos, and they're definitely rocking some perms.
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, it started out as kind of hot tongs, like on the oven.
Ooh, hot tongs!
Like late 19th century, 1872. And the test was putting these hot tongs on paper, and if it browned the paper, it meant that it was just right. So, so imagine the damage that it was doing to your hair.
But, you know? But people were going to get a perm like on a weekly basis, weren't they?
No, you get a perm kind of lasts probably about 3 months. Nowadays,
short for permanent too, we should say. Is that right?
Pardon?
Is it short for permanent?
Permanent wave. Yeah,
permanent wave.
So, like for a long time, up until like 1938, it was all different variations of heated tongs. So, if you look it up, you can see that some people had their hair wound quite tightly vertically up, like they were like a punk rocker, and then it looked like what they had cow milking suction things stuck on top of those curls. And that's what heated them up, and that was an electric curler. It's pretty funny to see because it does look like those cow suction things just sitting on teats on someone's head. So it's pretty crazy. So like 1938 was when they started kind of experimenting with chemicals. Prior to that, they'd used things like caustic soda and cow urine to try and... Cow wheeze. On the hair, ammonia, to get the hair to, stay in the curl
longer.
Oh, no,
it's just ammonia.
Yeah, cow wheeze. 1938, they started experimenting with chemicals that, because basically a permanent wave is where they break down the linkages between polypeptide bonds and keratin, which is what, you know, holds your hair together. And when I was a hairstylist back in 1854, we used to have people come in and...
To the salon.
And they would get their hair permed every 3 months, but they would come in for a weekly set.
Ever get anyone that came in just because they liked the smell of cow wheeze?
Well, we weren't using cow wheeze then.
That's what they told you.
But we did have... we had some quite high society ladies that came in every week and got their hair set and blow-dried, but you'd have this perm.
What is a set?
A set is where you put rollers in the hair and then you sit under the dryer.
Classic.
And then it sets and then you brush it out and then that hair will stay like that for a week. And then they wouldn't wash it for a week and then they come back the following
week. What do you put in it to make it do that? Is it just the fact you've been under the hot rollers?
Yeah, and a setting lotion. So it's kind of like a liquid
kind of hairspray. You don't see that anymore.
Spray.
You don't see under the hairdryer anymore, do you really?
There will be salons that still do it. Because
replaced by like a blow wave now?
It's more common to do a blow wave now. But a set will last longer because it actually does kind of like set into your hair. Yeah. But it's, yeah.
Gracious me.
Yeah, but I guess kind of like the perms that we kind of like think of mostly are probably the ones from the 80s, like Europe, the band Europe, the Final Countdown.
That's a perm, as
band. Total perm band.
We, I know back in the, that's the era that we were experimenting with looks.
Yes.
In our band. And and we were just backcombing that, to get that look. But perm would have been, that would have been a real thing, wouldn't it? You'd really have to go to the hairdressers and get that done.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like the thing about it, is that it actually, you know, in the 30s, it kind of took middle-class women, they were cutting their hair shorter post-World War One, and going to the hair salon, and it became kind of like a ritual where they were kind of hanging out and, you know, kind of that term of the salon, you know?
Yeah.
Because you actually had to go to the salon to get a perm. They didn't have home perms then, you know? Because I remember, like, in the salon that I worked in, every Friday was kind of like a social day, and we would be serving sherry and port and coffee, and, you know, it was pretty funny.
No, you're not driving, are you, Jan?
And I had, like, I had lots of perms because I had, you know, I had a what's called a graduated bob, so it stood up at the back.
Did you now?
Yeah. And, you know, because it was all back-combed and a bit goth, you know.
Just a little bit goth.
Just a little bit goth, you know, defying gravity. So is your hair naturally curly?
Yes, it is.
Not a perm.
No.
Not a perm.
No. Get a perm. Someone here is saying, as the originator and alternative, why does the B give an FK about fashion trends? For your information, Calurin is the most shampoos and many beauty products. Okay, calm down.
Oh, that must be ammonia then.
Must be someone who's not into fashion, obviously.
Yeah.
And the history of.
Yeah.
And the interesting things that happen in history that human beings used to do a lot of, but now we don't do anymore, that we find interesting. Texter. Anyway.
Well, a lot of times too, like perm solution can be used to straighten hair. It does the same thing because it's still breaking it down, you know.
Sure.
So you can do the opposite as well.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering what to say next or do next so that to fit in the, you know, that... the tight confines of originator and alternative.
We're not binary, Mikey.
No, we're certainly not.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that the listener is not into hearing about perms.
I'm into hearing about perms.
Yeah. I find that hearing kind of stuff quite fascinating, though. Because, like, just the fact that people kind of worked on it, and for a long time there were lots of people using lots of different techniques to perm hair, and they would even name them after them. So instead of, like, you know, there was, like, the first guy with the hot tongs, he was, you know, you got your hair marcelled, not permed, but marcelled, you know.
So marcelled? Like,
yeah.
Quite like the sound of that, actually.
To get my hair marcelled.
You couldn't really marcel yourself, could you?
No.
You get caught doing that. In the workplace, current climate. All right, Penny, lovely.
Thanks.
Lovely. Nice to hear about that.
Damien, the omen, because you're the devils, you're the demons, and you know that. Your music, rock and roll, is a satanic music. They say you turn around.
Oh, I did play your outro. Whoops, Daisy. That's not really alternative or originating, is it?
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.